It's time now to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, this week I think you're going to be talking about a secret army in Ashington, is that right?
Yes, that's right, Scott. I've only just found out about this myself fairly recently. One of these things that's been concealed over the years. There were secret bunkers in the forest or in the woods at Ashington that were used during the war by a specially equipped force.
Oh, so we're talking here World War II?
World War II, indeed. And this specially equipped force were local people, and they were described as an anti-invasion, anti-occupation force. So I guess they were designed to sabotage the enemy should they actually land on English soil. All done underground, there were concealed trapdoors, and there was like a little world underground, like a secret bunker, in fact, with food, sleeping accommodation, water, ammunition, of course, and explosives. So anyone walking their dog in the woods at Ashington would probably not realise that they were walking very close to a lot of very lethal equipment. This force, the men that had been recruited were dressed in normal army uniform so that anybody seeing them when they were out and about would mistake them for normal army troops or maybe Home Guard, but they were actually a special service attached to MI5.
Oh, so what about these tunnels, etc.? I assume they've now been filled in.
Well, I would hope so. In their day, they were very, we're told they were very well concealed. And even local people in the area were, many of them were not aware until recently of this part of Ashington's history.
Well, well, well. Okay, thank you very much indeed. So, where are you off to next week?
Next week, I'm going to have a look at two Essex suffragettes from Ingatestone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.